Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. We have a great night scheduled for you. We have Kevin Harrington, star of ABC's Shark Tank, an infomercial pioneer who basically financed more than 500 product launches, resulting in sales of more than $4 billion worldwide, with 20 products reaching individual sales of over $100 million each and creating dozens of millionaires. He's also the co-author of a new book called Act Now, How to Turn Ideas into Million-Dollar Products. He's also the president, or he started a company called Inventors Business Center, and he's got much more on the table for us. So welcome, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brian. It's great to be here.
Thank you very, very much. Our listeners have been emailing me for weeks. When they saw that you were on the show, they were very much looking forward to having you on. And I know that they're listening tonight because I've been getting all kinds of fun emails. And, of course, anybody that's interested in asking Kevin questions during the show can call 877-474-3302. And you can ask questions directly to Kevin, or you can email me and I'll ask Kevin your question on the air, brian@gotinvention.com. So let's get started with the show, Kevin. I heard that there's some exciting updates for this season of Shark Tank. Can we get a little inside scoop or what?
There you go. absolutely. Just got the word this week. Shark Tank has been picked up. The original last year, they had ordered 7 shows, and they ordered another 6 and another 5, and here we are into this season now, and so that was last year. But this season, we just got word that we got a pickup, and in TV world, that's big news. But the real new news on this is that Jeff Foxworthy has been picked to be a shark this year also. He's going to be a guest shark coming up as the 6th shark. And, you know, it's interesting to note, you know, obviously he's a comedian, but he's an entrepreneur. Last year, had a very strong, income, around $11 million, I think, but he's got a lot of businesses that he runs. So he's an investor, entrepreneur, comedian extraordinaire, and we're looking forward to working with him. So that's the hot news of the night,
right off
the press.
That's awesome. That's great. When is the first episode going to be on? So many people are asking, what happened to that show?
Yeah, we tape in October. They're saying, you know, after the first of the year, and I'm, you know, I don't have a definitive answer on that, but I'm hearing January. So, you know, I think that's probably a pretty good time for it to be, because it's kind of like January's the new season. It's the new you. It's the weight loss, the New Year's resolution. I think it'd be a great time for people to, you know, to get a little motivation on TV. I found a lot of people talked about the show, and I know some schools that were using it as some fun and a little bit of edutainment type thing along the way. So I can't wait to start the season again myself.
That's great. It's a lot of fun, and it's very educational, and inventors out there can definitely get a lesson from the show. So pay attention when Shark Tank comes on the air again, and, of course, hopefully Kevin will give us some insight of when the first episode is, and I'll post it or announce it to the listeners of Got Invention Radio, okay?
Sounds good.
That's super. All right, so, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, we see you on the show, and we know you do all these different things, but we want to know kind of how you started and who you are and what you're about.
Well, you know, I grew up in a small, relatively small, Cincinnati, Ohio, not too small town, in the Midwest. You know, my father was an entrepreneur. I learned a lot from him. I started when I was 11 years old working in his restaurants, and, you know, I was one of 6 kids. So by the time they got to me, I was number 4. You know, the income flow from the restaurant business was getting a little tougher to make all the ends meet. So I ended up having to, you know, kind of raise my own money to do my own things and pay my own college. But I was always, you know, building businesses. I had a driveway ceiling business when I was in high school, and in college I started a heating and air conditioning company, and I had 25 employees while I was going to college. So, you know, I said, you know what, I can't take it. I dropped out of college, and, you know, to this day, you know, really, you know, in looking back, you know, I think I made the right decision, but, you know, I just pursued the entrepreneurial dream. And really, at that time, no inventions, really, although my father was kind of tinkered with a lot of different kind of cool little invention type things, and I'd help him out with some of his. But but basically, I was as a young entrepreneur, I was sitting at the Philadelphia Home Show one day, and I'm watching this guy slice through a Coca-Cola can with a knife and then through a hammerhead, and then he said, "You think this knife is dulled and ruined? Now watch me slice through this tomato," and he'd slice a paper-thin tomato slice off there. He said, "You could read the newspaper through this. This is called the Ginsu knife."
And,
I'm watching him sell half the people standing there pulling $20 out of their pocket to buy it. And I watched him over and over. This guy did this three times in front of me. The same words would come out of his mouth, and each time approximately half the people standing there would pull out a $20 bill and pay for this knife set. And I said, a light bulb went off in my head. It was one of those eureka moments, you know, like maybe when an inventor thinks of an idea. And I'm like, here's my idea. It's not an invention, but what if you turned the camera on and captured that presentation on camera and took it to the masses? Because I found out this guy had been doing this for 30 years in front of small crowds everywhere. We started the Jersey Shore with Ed McMahon. His name was Arnold Morris, and he was doing the Ginsu knife. So that's what we did. I tied up the rights to it. I'm an entrepreneur, and put this thing. I spent $3,500 shooting that infomercial, and that was one of the first ever, way back in the early days, back in the 80s. And that did millions and millions of dollars in knife sets, and we just did unbelievable numbers. And it was that eureka time for me to change my life, and the rest was history. But you know, we just took off like gangbusters after that knife show. And, you know, that was all from the Philadelphia Home Show. So
that's awesome. You know what? Everybody knows the Ginsu knife. Nobody knows the full story to it, but they do remember that it was on TV.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, and I'll always give credit where credit is due, I didn't invent the Ginsu. Somebody else did. The guy's name was Ed Valente up in Rhode Island, and he was the inventor, and he sold a few of them along the way himself. But what happened is you'd only seen short commercials up to the point where I'm talking about, okay? I was the guy that said, if you're going to sell, you know, I did it with music, I did it with fishing, I did it with golf. I said, if you're going to sell 100 songs, I mean, I'm watching a music spot, and they're trying to sell 100 songs in a 60-second spot. But you can only hear, you know, 10 or 12 of them at the most. And it's like, I said, no, what if we took Wolfman Jack, brought him in front of a crowd of 1,000 people, entertained, and all during that entertainment, you're playing all these hop songs. I said hip-hop. It wasn't at that time hip-hop, but it was the hop around the clock type things.
Right.
And boom, we did the first ever music infomercial. This is the same thing with the Ginsu. We did the first 30-minute show like that, and we did the first in fitness with Tony Little. And, you know, the first in fishing was called the Flying Lure. We sold 500 million lures. And the first in golf, the first ever golf infomercial was a product called the Medicus Golf Club. And we did that in 1991. And it's on the air still 19 years later. So, you know, basically that was really kind of, you know, the pioneering story. But I just want to make one other point on that.
Sure.
I went back to the Philadelphia Home Show because that's where I met Arnold. And who did I see? Billy Mays. Okay, so Billy was sitting there doing an automotive product. And I said, Billy, you should be doing an infomercial. And he was like, what's an infomercial? So, you know, that was how early that was 1987. And so we did Billy's first infomercial. And God bless him, he's passed recently, but we did his last one called the Dual Saw. So been doing them ever since and have had a lot of fun.
It sounds like it, and it sounds like a tremendous success. Now, while you were going through those housewares and the fitness and fishing, I mean, there might have been some in between that you tried, or were they all pretty much home runs?
Oh, no, you know, in this space, nowadays, you're lucky if you can hit on one out of five or six of your attempts. And some guys are batting 1 out of 20, and these are people that are seasoned because, you know, they're any more today, it's getting a lot tougher. But we on average across the board, we're about 1 out of 3 historically. So that means we fail 2 out of 3 times. And
okay.
The only thing I can say is, you know, if 2 out of 3 are failures, you know, the one obviously makes up for it all. And, you know, if that one becomes a $50 million hit, that absorbs those two that didn't make it that cost you 50 grand a piece, you know what I mean? Or
right,
100
right.
grand a piece, whatever the numbers are. So, yeah, we've failed plenty. I've had 500 shows and, you know, give or take about, less than 200 of those have actually made money.
Okay, well, that's what it takes. I guess just the way you had that aha moment when you saw the Ginsu knife being displayed, that's sometimes what it takes for an inventor out there to really jumpstart their thought process. They see something unique and they say, you know what, that's a great idea. When they hear that, it's like, ding, 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 how many ideas have I had and what have I done with them at this point? And that's why, Kevin, I have to say it's a privilege to have you on the show tonight. And you're going to take us to the level of segment 2, 3, and 4, where segment 2 that's coming up in about a minute or so, this segment's actually coming to an end, but we're going to talk about a couple steps that an inventor should take, 10 things to look for in a product, and different personal experiences and advice that you're going to give to the listeners, that are listening tonight. So we appreciate all the information that's upcoming, and stay tuned. Segment 1 is just about coming to an end. We have Kevin Harrington, star of ABC's Shark Tank and infomercial pioneer. We'll be back with segment 2 in a moment. You're listening to Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merckx, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your little league team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
For the past decade, I've been recommending Kingston for all your drive and memory need. And each year, they never fail to impress me. Well, they've done it again with the SSD Now V-Series Drive. If you truly want to enhance your system without breaking the bank, then you have to check this out. The V stands for value. This drive is available as a standalone unit or with their desktop or notebook bundle kit. The bundle kit even includes Acronis True Image cloning software. SSDs use less power and have no moving parts. When using a notebook, less power means the difference between finishing a movie on an airplane before the battery dies. With no moving parts, an SSD is more durable to drops and shock. It will improve performance as boot and shutdown times are reduced and programs open and close faster. In general, the system is snappier. It's like breathing life into an old system. When I choose memory or drives for my own computer, I always choose Kingston. Kingston has it all: quality, performance, and price. Go to Kingston.com for more information. Install them in your computer. I promise you're going to love them.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.